Shavua Tov, today's daf is daf Yud Ches, right? Am I right on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're in the middle of the sugya of whether tshuva works, even the Acher Gzardin. And we were machalic up until now, all the questions that we had on Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, that Gedela Tshuva, that's Mikaraz, Gzardin Shel Adam, we were machalic between a Yochid and a Rabbi. So every time that we found a Raya that there's a difference between Kedem Gzardin and Acher Gzardin, we said that must be referring to a Yochid, but when it comes to Rabbi, Ein Achinami, it would be Kerea. But the truth today, says the Gemara in Daf Yud Ches, on the second line, Gzardin the Yochid is actually also a Machlokas Tanoi. The Tanya Haya Rabbi Meir Omer Shnayim Sha'alu Lamita. You have two different people who became ill, the Choyan Shaveh, and they fell into hospital with the same problem. Shnayim Sha'alu Lagardom Lidon Dinan Shaveh. Two people that had exactly the same legal problems were taken up to the guillotine where they judge you over there and they're ready to chop your head off. Ze Yarad Veze Lo Yarad Ze Nitzal Veze Lo Nitzal. One of them is saved, basically, from the illness. He's Yorid Ben Amita. One of them is saved from the din, and the other one isn't. How do you explain that? Zeit Palil V'nana Zeit Palil V'lonana. Listen, one of them obviously still was responded to. One wasn't. We name Azen Veze Lo Nana. How come one of them was answered? Zeit Palil Tefilah Shleima Nana. The one who had davened a real Tfila, and he had kavana, and so on and so forth. Say no chinam. His tefillah apparently was mekubal. Vezeh loit palil tefillah shlema. Lo nene. Rabbi Elazar, man, that's not the point. Says Rabbi Elazar. The point is the kankodim gzardin k'san liacher gzardin. Even assuming that everything is exactly the same, and the two people were precisely the same matzah, and they had the same tefillahs, and so on and so forth, there would still be an afkamina because the tefillah, which would include the tshuva, would be something that helps only kaidim gzardin, but liacher. Then there's no way to change it. So apparently Rabbi Meir holds it's all a function of the tefillah, those elements that can change a gzar din, we spoke about earlier. So that works on a yachid, and a tefillah in achinam, your tshuva, would be mishana the gzar din of a yachid. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Yafatz Akala Adam Ben Kodim gzar din Ben Liacher gzar din. That's absolutely not so. It doesn't matter whether it was Liacher gzar din, because even on a yachid, it still it works even Liacher Gzardin, and this is the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak that we spoke about earlier when we asked last week, Keman, according to whom, which sheet are we misfollow nowadays, Amariya Vakitsiri? And we said the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak, possibly. That was the Ibai Seyman. In other words, even if you hold that it Adam isn't Nidain Bechol Yom or Bechol Shah, but even, and therefore would mean it was Liacher Gzardin, it's still possible to be misfollow. The Nafkamina would be whether it would be more or less. So that's why the Rambams, remember the Rambams Lashon? Ava pisha tshuva v'atzaka yafin. That's the Lashon of here. Le'olam. It's not coming about fuke de shita v'yitzchak. V'yasara yamim sheben v'shalim yafin em b'yoter. That's exactly paraphrasing this Gemara and the shita later on the daf that we'll see. Which is why that means that we pass you to be like Rabbi Yitzchak, which is why we no longer have the Samaniot in Tehillah Kuvav, which describes the Yodul Hashem Chasdo and the Mimitsukotayam and so on, because now, indeed, it doesn't make the nafkamina like Achin or Akin. Tell me, dafka kedem ligzardi.
It's Hashem doesn't take
shocha. It says the furthermore, even the shaila that you said before is not so partial. You said the gzardin of a tzibur before you came to the machlokas or the mayor of Rebbe Yezro. So the gzardin of the tzibur, you said, definitely that wasn't a problem, that was mitkare, is that true? V'katuv echad omer. Isn't there a contradiction? It could only be answered by the nafkamina between the gzardin and the gzardin. On one hand it says, kapsi meira alibe, take out, wash your heart of all its ra'a, the Navi says Yerushalayim, lamanti vashay, so that you can be saved. So in other words, the kibbutz will save you. And on the other hand of save, it says, ki im tichapsi baneter v'tarbilach borit tichtam avaneg lefanayim, from Hashem Elokim. That even if you use fantastic to clean, it's not going to help. That's a paid commercial announcement. But even the most powerful soaps are not going to enable you to clean away your oven. So how do you explain the difference between, I mean, they're both said by Yirmiyahu. How do you explain the difference of one that Yerushalayim is told to wash and one Yerushalayim is told it's hopeless? Must be my love. What else can you say? That must be the distinction, no? No. Actually, the Gzardin is not what makes the Nafkamina itself in terms of the Tzibur. Nafkamina is Kan. It is Le'achar Gzardin. Kan B'Gzardin Sheish Yimlo Shvu'an. We do find that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashbia, that this is the way it's going to be, and then nothing can change it. But a Gzardin She'en Yimlo Shvu'an, that can be changed by Tzibur at any time. Kirim Shvu'a Barami. Don Rav Shvu'a Barami. V'ar Melo Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachbeni. Omar Rav Yonatan. Minayin L'Gzar Din She'esh Yimlo Shvu'a She'eno Nikra. How do we know that there's no way out of a Gzar Din once it is defined with a Shvu'a? Is because we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a different analogy. It's L'Chein Nishbati L'Beit Eli. Im Itchaper Avon Beit Eli B'Zevach V'Mincha Ad Olam. So in other words, there the Shvu'a Gufa is. It's not going to help you to try to be misakin it. You could do Tshuva, and you can bring out the carbonus you want, it's not going to change. So that, you see, is only where the Torah introduces now the nature of a Shvuah. So once that's true, then that could already be the Nafkamin in terms of the Gezar Din Yerushalayim. Nichtam Abu Nefes, the Pshat, that it's absolutely completed, and that I've already been Mashbia, that this is the way it's going to be, and there's nothing that you can do about it. So once we're already on the topic now, that Gzardin Sheish Moshvur that led us to Beit Eli, so Rava makes a very interesting distinction. He says, but take a look. The pasuk can also be mudaic like this, that it says there won't be a kapora at all. Imit kapera von bezevach v'mincha. Mashpa, but other things that are not begetter zevach v'mincha, not tshuva. So let's say to betera, it would be mischaper. Avo mischaper betera. Abai says you could be medayik like this. Bezevach v'mincha and mischaper. Avo mischaper betera v'gvilas chasodim. Because we know that basically we have, they were Pegeh and Aveda. Right? So we have also the Teirah, Aveda, and Gemilas Chasodim. So if Pegeh and Aveda, then they can draw a sherish of light from Teirah and Gemilas Chasodim. It's a machlok is rishonim whether it means that you have to have both u'gemilas chasodim to make up for the missing one, or that it's sufficient one or the other. And that for the bashas sugya later on, which is certainly it makes an afkamina that both are there. So that's the diak and the posik, because dafka mitchaper al zavachu mincha. And in fact, Rabba and Abaye actually came from Beit Eli. Rashi says he had a hear of Rav and Abaye, which doesn't make any sense, because I know that was, he was Makaba, but Rav was definitely not a Goli. And he says, could be, maybe his mother comes from Beit Eli. And that leads to a whole discussion, Bichlal, whether the din on the Beit Eli was said only in the Zavarim, or whether it said also in the Nekeva. So it would been a Raya, there's a lot of Rayas that it applied to even in the Nekeva, which case it could have been Rav. But our Girs is Rabba, because of this probably. So Rabba, Babaye, both of them came from Beit Eli. So Rabba, the Asak, the Teira, Chaya Arba, Rabba lived for 40 years, and he was Asik Teira, and he didn't die so young. As we'll see, the youthful age of Beis Eli was like 18 years old to die. And Abaye, the Asik Teira, with Milas Chasodim, Chaya Shitin. Abaye lived for 60 years, as he was Asik both in Teira and in the Chasodim. When you have a Klola in the family, to die at 18, pretty good age.
When
will
this
was died
at the age of 18?
18, we'll see. Tana Rabbanan, we'll see right now. Mishpacha achat hayta b'Yerushalayim, shehayu meitea meitim b'nei yud chet shana. They used to, all of the people in the family died at 18 years of age. So they died at 18 years of age. They came to tell Rabbi Yochanan a terrible tragedy, a family where everyone dies so young. The only thing would explain it is maybe you come from Eli. Your family will die anashim, which is the year that they could have gotten married. That's what normally they would marry. That's it, because the chait of Bnei Eli is also, merumas and these inyanim. So, l'chuvis kubetora v'chiyu. To go, b'yosek and teira, and you'll see that you'll live. And indeed, they ended up having long longer life. And they named that family, they changed the name to the Rabbi Yochanan family. Omer of Shmuel bar Inya, Mishmei the Rav. Minayin l'gzar din shatziv. No, the Shavuot was only b'zevach u'mincha. That was the diak that we made. But there was a way around it through Torah and Yunus Chasad. It's a diak in the Shavuot. Im yechupar b'zevach u'mincha. But with other inyanim, it would be misbeskaper. How do we see, says Rav is quoted as saying, that a gzar din of a tzibur is not nechtam? What do you mean, eino nechtam? We just brought a post that says, b'verish, nechtam avonech lefanai. I mean, that's a... No, I mean, that even though, I mean, it's not absolutely nechtam. In other words, it could still be nikra. Doesn't matter when we cry out to him on whatever the matzav is. Nonetheless, there's a response min hashamayim. I bucked. If you shu Hashem the matzo, you say bechol korein oelam means anytime. Here it says beferish. You can be derish Hashem when he's available. Mashmah is not available all the time. Answers the Gemara hasam beyachid v'achabitzibur. Indeed, this is the way the Rambam passes. Right? Yofin li'olam and beyachid emas. When is the time which Hakadosh Baruch was available on Rav Barvu, the last Sarayamim, Levin Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. The reference, Ufa. To those 10 days, as the Ramah says, Ben Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, mi yafa biyoter, mitkabelet miyad. Vayhi, kaseret hayamim. We find also a very strange reference to 10 days. We find that when David HaMelech went to Novo to get some support, you know, protection money, that's what Novo viewed it as. So he was terribly insulted. His men were very insulted by Novo. And he went out to wipe him out. And Abigail, Novo's wife, ended up bringing out food and things and talked him out of murdering her husband. And basically gave him a little wink that God will take care of him and then you can come to me. So Lamaisa, there it says 10 days later, it was after the 10 days, that Hashem indeed killed Novo. What are the 10 days that it's referring to over here? Sorry, Yomi Maya Vidatayu. Where do those 10 days come from? I'm Rabbi Yonamarav Keneged Eser Legimot Shinatan Nava Lave David. He gave them a couple cups of coke, you know. I mean, that was the big deal. But because of those 10 drinks, so that was enough to save him for 10 days. And so says Rabbi Yonamarav. Rabbi Nachman, Yonamarav above was. That's not me. Pick it out of a hat. Elo Sorry, Yomi. Shabbat Roshama Yomaki Purim. Some learn literally that the Maisa in which David had sent his men there, 10 men, was on Rosh Hashanah. But others when it's Keneged, and there was a Giloy over here that between the Yisairus of the Chait and the Gzardin on the Chait, the person is given 10 days in which he can rethink his position. Didn't do tshuva. So at that point, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Berosh Hashanah, Kol Bayi Olam Avrim Lefanav Kivnei Maron. The Mishnah said that on Rosh Hashanah, all the people in the world pass before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, like B'nai Maron. Now, what exactly B'nai Maron are, we really don't know. Our Mishnah. We're not trying to explain the Mishnah. Mike B'nai Maron. Yeah, that makes sense. Some vague remember.
No, but
this commands. Mike Ibn Amaron. So, there's a lot of different approaches. Over here in Babel, they say it means Kibnei Amrana. Lashon of Maron is Marana Amrana, which is the Lashon of the Keves, Vasiva flock. So that when you want to count your flock, in order to take off accurately Miser, you put them in a room and let them pass one by one. So that's Kibnei Maron, they pass by one. Each person is individually looked at. Don't think you're going to get hidden over there in the flock. They're taking you out the door one by one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din is going to check you out. Reish Lakish Omer, Kibnei Maron means it's the name of a place. Kimalot Beit Maron. There is a place over there on the edge between the mountain where you have a very close to the edge thin path in which two people cannot pass at once. Like the main highway from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv, you see, where in the old days the castle had a little sign, stop and wait for the end of the traffic in the other direction. Who would have drank? And so at that point, only one person at a time can go by. And that's the reference. If you know, Mishmuel says it's a lashon of Marana. Marana is Marut, means Adnut, master. Over here, it's a reference to the Kechayalot Shel Beit David. the Maran, in other words, David HaMelech, when he would have his chayalim, they were going out to war, so they kept a record of the chayalim that went out one by one, they'd go one by one. Each individual was choshev, and the reference over here is the same thing. Each person is choshev, as he comes to the din, he's looked at individually. Nonetheless, it's not true. That's only vis-a-vis the Adam. From the Adam's perspective, he is in an individual din, which nobody else is there. But truth is, Ulam niskarim b'skira achat. Din takes place instantaneously on everybody. And therefore, all the interrelationships are also there. The individual is seen individually, nonetheless. That's the pasuk that was quoted in the Mishnah Gufa. It says, Ayotzer yachad libam, amevin al kol maaseh. And that's the riot that the Tana brings to Kivnei Maron. What is that? Ayotzer yachad libam, amevin al kol maaseh. What is that supposed to mean? My karma. The ilay malchi karma. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was yotzer, getting out of hand. Tell us what the name is of the kahuna. As a reference to Bnei Eli, the Sephardic name for the Kohanim. Mm. Yeah, what happened? Come right to your memory also. Was it Azulai?
Azulai was Isha Zonah Bechalalot. The Shailas is because of a negative or a positive.
Right. So what was the other one?
But Matthias Cohen was...
From Beit Eli?
Yeah, Rabbi Jack Simcha Cohen. That's what he learned.
Okay, right. Changing the topic doesn't help. So what's the meaning of the pasuk Ayotzi Yachad Libam Avinu Amavinu Kol Maaseihem? You think it means that the Tan is bringing a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the heart of each person because he created them all the same anyway. In other words, the Varana the Kula Yama Umeyachad Libayo Kadag. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world and he joins their hearts up as one so that they all think the same way and feel the same way. Is that what you think the pasuk means? I mean, that'd be pretty dumb to believe that. But any idiot sees that that's not the fact. It's not the way the world is. So don't try to bring me a pasuk on what isn't. El alav achikam. It must be. What the Tana is trying to bring is like this. That har yotzer, the yotzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yachad libam, he sees all of their hearts together. So in other words, the pasuk before said, yishkiach hakol yoshvei haaretz, hayotzer yachad libam. So how is that hashgacha of the yotzer, yachad libam? So the yotzer is mashgiach through being roeh, yachad libam. Or maybe no kol maaseihem. So you see that indeed they're niskarim b'skira achas. Dear President, there are 6 months in the year, which is very important for us to determine that people throughout provinces should know when the date of Rosh Chodesh was, because they have to be koveya, various moadim, and so on for this. And so we would send out runners to let people know. Al Nisan mipnei Pesach, Al Av mipnei Ta'anit. So up until, Pesach, you got basically 2 weeks to get there. For Tisha B'Av, you only have a week. On Elul, for the Al Elul mipnei Rosh Hashanah, you tell them when Elul was, because generally speaking, as we saw before, Mi'olam, they never made Elul Mu'bar, so they rely on it, more or less. Al Tishrei mipnei Takanat HaMu'ad. Okay, you have to know when Yom Kippur is, and when Sukkot is, so whoever is within range will find out as much as he can. Al Kislev mipnei Hanukkah. Well, you wouldn't want to light the wrong night. And Al Adar mipnei Purim. Ukishaya Beit HaMikdash Kayam Yotzin Afaliyar Mipnei Pesach Katan Pesach Sheni. For those who weren't able to bring Pesach Rishon, they were Tameh B'Derechaika, we have to let them know when they should be making their plans to come to Yerushalayim.
So the base team would send them after Yerushalayim and run all across Israel?
And they would run. No, and to the Golan, why only Eretz Yisrael? Mainly the Golan, Eretz Yisrael, word gets around. V'lif kundami atamuz v'tevei. How come we leave out Tammuz and Teves? What happened to Asara B'Teves? She wasn't with Tammuz, but they need to know when the Ta'aniyot are. The Yomer of Chanan Bar Bizom Rav Shimon Chasida. May dechtiv ko amar Hashem Tzivakot, Tzom HaRevi'i, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShevi'i, V'Tzom HaAsiri, Yiyye LeBeit Yehuda L'Sasonim L'Simcha, L'Moadim Tovim, V'Emet V'Shalom Ahev. So in other words, what it's saying is that if you have, I mean, the same pasuk is Kari Latzom, Kari Latzom Simcha, what's the pshat? Must mean to tell you, if you're in a period, Shiye Shalom, and that means that the Goyim are not empowered and so on, so that's the only Shalom there is, and that should be Sosim Simcha. And if not, Ain Shalom, then you're in a Matzim of Golos, then it should be a Tzom. Taira, the Divrei Kabbalah, okay, they are these Taniyot. Okay, you said Tisha B'Av, you said, so we already included over here the Tzom of the fifth month, which is Tisha B'Av, but I mean, you didn't mention, you didn't say anything about Tammuz. What about Tzom HaRevi'i? I didn't say anything about Tzom HaAsiri, which is David. I didn't mention that. But why don't we need for that? Omer of Pop Achikona. Bizman Shiye Shalom Yelas HaSom HaSikah. The point is like this. The Pasuk is not defining these things in absolute terms. It's saying, these days are indeed meant for Sosa Besimcha, the time of Binyan. Then, it already depends how bad things are. If your mom should have matzah of Gzeirat HaMalchut, so you have now a Gzeirah of Shmat and so on, then there's indeed a fiat to be Yisrael on those days. But if you don't have mamash gzeirat ha-malchut, then even though it's not bizman ha-binyan, in gzeirat ha-malchut, so then it's up to you. And basically, if there's no shalom, but there's also no gzeirat ha-malchut, so you're living at peace in Borough Park, so then ratzu mitanim, ratzu im mitanim. You want to be mizani, you can. Nishtadisht. So we weren't koveya, okay, nowadays, of course, called Yisrael Makabal as a chayva, but we weren't koveya in Bezgit to send out shluchim. So then, how come Tisha B'Av yet? Tisha B'Av is also included in these 4 days. That's a Tzom HaKhamishi. So how come we ignore to the Mishnah? It says for Tisha B'Av we sent out shluchim. They should know when Tisha B'Av is. What's Pshat there? Omer of Papa. Tisha B'Av is different. We're very machmer on Tisha B'Av. Shiny. Tisha B'Av oil v'huch b'lu bo tzarot. It's a day that had so many different tragedies occurring on it. Omer Mar. B'Tisha B'Av. Harav Abayit B'Rishona. U'B'Shniya. U'B'Dilok Ad HaBeitar. U'Nech Rashah Ha'ir. Because so many different things happened that day, they felt they should be kaveas, tainus, everybody should keep it. But the other ones indeed depend on the way people feel about it. And in the month, Tanya Om Rabbi Shimon. Arba'a Devarim, getting back to this pasuk, the pasuk just talks about the month. There's an Inyan specifically in the month. It has interesting halakhic ramification. But it doesn't describe which day of the month really it's talking about. So says Rabbi Shimon, you should know that Arba'a Devarim Hayah Rabbi Akiva Doresh, Vani Eni Doresh Kavan. Rabbi Akiva had his approach to these four tainus over here. And I disagree with him. Here's how he darshed the post. He said, Tzom HaRevi'i, what Tzom is there in the fourth month? The ninth day of Tammuz. The ninth day of Tammuz. Bo Huvka Ha'ir, Shinem Rav HaKodesh HaRevi'i, B'tisha LaKodesh, V'yachazek HaRa'av B'ir, V'lo HaYalechem La'am HaAretz, V'tibakayin. It says over here that indeed in the fourth month they broke through with Yerushalayim. Okay. Why is it called Revi'i? Obviously because of the fourth month of the year. Revi'i L'Chadash, we start counting from Nisa. Tzom HaKhamishi, the next month is off. That's reference to Tisha B'Av. Shabbat Yisrav Beit Eloheinu. Amai Korel HaKhamishi. It's the fifth month. Khamishi L'Chadashim. Tzom HaShavi'i, Vayter, said Rabbi Akiva. That's a reference to the third day of Tishrei, which was the day Shabbat Ne'erah Gedalia Ben Achika. By the way, not everybody agrees to that. I mean, the Beis Yosef brings the Rabbi Yerucham that actually the murder, the possible murder, was on Rosh Hashanah. And just, we can't keep tainus. And Rosh Hashanah, we put it off to Shalosh B'Tishrei. There's problems with that later on. Umi Harago, Yishmael Ben Netanyahu Harago. L'lamdacha, Sheshkulam, Mitatam, Shazadikim, Kisrefat Beit Eloheinu. You see from here that we put together the death of Gedaliah with the burning down of the Beis HaMikdash. Why is this called Shvi? It's Shvi L'Chadashi. Tzom HaAsiri is a reference to Asara B'Teve. Shubo Samach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim. Shirema Vayidvar Hashem Elai Bashana Tishiit. Bachodesh HaAsiri Vassar LaChodesh Lemor. Ben Adam, Tov Lecha Hashem Hayom, Et Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Samach Melech Bavel El Yerushalayim. Tzir Yechezkel is in the Gola, and he has an Avias that today, you should write it down, you'll see you're going to get letters in a few months that will indeed confirm this was the day that the Yerushalayim began to suffer a siege. So my call it Asiri, why do we call it Tzom HaAsiri? Because it's the Tevis is the 10th month. Now, I ask you, says now Rabbi Akiva, I mean, you'd say, Alohai Uroi Zelech Tov Rishon. In terms of the history, things are a little bit backwards here, because Asar B'Tevis begins the problem. Then comes Ufka Yir, then comes Tzrei Fas Beselukei. How do you have Asar Potemis at the end? And then comes Tzom Gedalia. How do you have it at the end after Tzom Gedalia? The first thing, not the last. That's Kedalas. There Chodeshim Ketikunan. Why does the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu refer to the Tzom in that order? Because it's going in the order of the month. Tzom HaRevi'i, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShani'i, Tzom HaAsiri. So he's not following the historical events, he's following the Seder HaMayadi. But, says Rav Shimon, I don't hold that that's the Pshat. I hold that the Seder of the Pasuk is a reference to the historical events, and therefore I understand that they're referring to different things. I say, Tzom HaAsiri does not refer to Asar of the Teves. Tzom HaAsiri refers to the fifth day of Teves. Shebo bat Shmu'al Golash Uktair. The message that Tisha B'Av had occurred is now, takes a long time to arrive in the Gola, and on the fifth day of Tevet, that's when they hear about it. Because it says, Shenema v'yibish te'esre shana ba'asiri b'chamisha l'chodesh l'galutenu, counting the te'esre shana from the galut of Yehoyachin, which is where Yecheskel is counting from. Boy, Eli ha'palit mi'Yerushalayim le'moruk ta'i. So one of the escapees came from Yerushalayim to tell me what had happened. So they were koveya that day, because asu yom ha'shmuak yom srifa to them. So we have an avelos if somebody, Rachman al-Tzan, finds out about the death of a korei. So that day becomes the day of the avelos. They made that day the day as if it was the day of the event.
But that's because of the korban. It must be because of the
Korban, because
normally just 2 weeks
they got Friday. And I think my approach makes a lot more sense than his. Sha'ani omer al rishon rishon al acharon acharon. I mean, at least I stick to history. V'hu omer al rishon acharon, acharon rishon. He has everything backwards. He has a sort of a tevez, which is the beginning, coming at the end. You explain that. Elo shehu moneh l'seder ha-chodashim, ani moneh l'seder ha-puraniyot. Itzma. Once we're on the topic now of the inyonim of the puraniyot, so now, what about the whole Megillat Ta'anit? Megillat Ta'anit were days in which originally there were Puraniyot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved with various nisim. Of course, this leads directly to the issues of Hanukkah, and very appropriate for Matoyezeus Hanukkah. What's the din? Do we keep those days still? Because we just discussed very interesting phenomena of days that are either Soseg Besimcha or days of Tzom. That's the whole basis of Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus basically takes those days that were initially Tzom, and terrible things had happened, and it became now in Yonim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matzul Klal Yisrael. So you see that it's definitely a connection too, because it's Bechavavim as Hatzores. In other words, it wasn't just that the Nisim was there. They were the ones who wrote it, says they were Bechavavim as Hatzores. They used to be very Bechavav, the Hatzola that came through the Tzora. So what's the din nowadays? So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina Amri, Botel Megillas Tainus. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Amri, Lo Botel Megillas Tainus. Rabbi Yochanan, Amri, Big Botel Megillas Tainus. Basically, Megillas Tainus is built around the same Yisod that we see in the Novi Yirmiyahu. Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, Yerushalayim Simcha. So then it's Osir to be Misbadbon, or to be Misanebon. But Ein Shalom, if there's no Shalom, so then Tzom. Even though these days were called here the days of Sosan V'Simcha, when there is a Beis HaMikdash, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you see that there's some. There's certainly no Isser in being Tzom nowadays. All the days of Megillas Tainus, so they basically said that they're going to be more Chomer than the days that are Kavu in the Pasuk. It depends on the circumstance. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, no. Lo Batam Megillas Tainus. The only ones that the Torah made dependent on the Binyan Beis HaMikdash were those that were revolved around the Churban. So, Enochin Hami, Hami, who's telling Rachman of a binyan Beit HaMikdash? Avo Hanif Kine Kaimi Kaimi? Why would we say that something that isn't fundamentally related to the Churban? Why would we say that just because there was a Churban now, that there should be no more joy in the Nisim and Eflois that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? That would be like saying there shouldn't be any Hanukkah because it was a Churban. That's what it would mean. Shigemar, of course, is going to ask. So, therefore, we say only those days that
specifically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to the question that they had asked, right? They wanted to know, the famous question, do we keep Tisha B'Av or not? And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, that look, they're going to be the Sasser L'Simcha, Mazim Tayyip. Fine. So now, once we see that Machlot, Basid Rav Kahana, because if even the Sasser L'Simcha that's given in the Torah is about Toshe Lisha. The Sosem V'Simcha V'Asiri and Aravi and Ashvi and Achamishi are bottle and become Tzom if Ein Shalom, right? Okay, so these are not going to be better than them.
And therefore they should be totally bottle and even recognized, so therefore they should come.
Yeah, and therefore there's no Issa to be Tzom. You have to keep them as a Yont. Ask the Gemara, so if you hold that bottle Megillas Tainas, how do you explain the following Maisa? Maisa V'Gosru Tanit B'Chanukah. Amazing timing. So they were Gezer, a Tainas on Chanukah, and this is in Lud, Rabbi Eliezer went out of his way to go publicly and to go into the bathhouse. Everybody should know that he paid no attention to their Tainas. And Rabbi Yeshua went ahead and he got a haircut. And all things that you're also to do on a Tainas, just to prove that they weren't allowed. And then they said to the people, Tzuvi Tanu Amashi Tanitin, you have to make a Tainas on the fact that you made a Tainas on Chanukah. That's the Tshuva. And the nonsense is that.
Where did they come from to go to look?
It's a place of Barnea's neighborhood.
Are
we from Yavne? Undoubtedly. Omer of Yosef, even if you hold Botla Megillah's Tainis, but Chanukah is different. Why? Shani Chanukah Dika Mitzvah. Because you have the Mitzvah of Lukas Neiris. So because of that, they couldn't be Vato Chanukah, so then people end up not letting Neiris either. Omlai Abaya knew, so, V'tibatel I, V'tibatel Mitzvata. If you're telling me that we no longer look at the Inyan of the Yeshua, and the Simcha and the Hallel, once the Churban took place, so then the Chanukah should be bottom. So forget about that locus narrative. Ella, he says, well, yes, you're right. The more fundamental issue over here. Shiny Chanukah, the Mifarsim Nisa. Over here, Chanukah is completely different. Chanukah, people now relate to it as one of the fundamental Nisim of history. You can't go bevato that. That's not just the Megillas Tainus. Maybe its source is mentioned in Megillas Tainus, but at this point, it's gotten beyond its makers. There's no way to be bevato. Most Rav Acha Baruna betlasa betishrei betelit atcharta min shtaraya shegozru malchut yavan gzeirah shelo laski shem shemayim al piyam. So here's what happened. On the third day of Tishrei, we have a holiday. What's the holiday? A holiday is, this quote now is taken word for word from the Megillat Tainus. So they were mevatel writing be'ezrat Hashem in their contract. Because what happened was like this. Malchus yavan was gozru gzeirah. Not allowed to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Okay, so when the Chashmoyim came along with Nitzchum, they decided, not only are we going to mention Shem Shemayim, we're going to mention Shem Shemayim in every single contract. So Shem Shemayim afilu b'shtarot, v'kach hayu kotvim. Forget about Bezrat Hashem. They wrote like this, b'shnat kach v'kach liyokhan kohen gadol el elyon. They mentioned God's name as Kel Elyon in the contract. I think it's a great idea. Once the contract already is paid up, he's going to throw the contract into the garbage dump.
I'm sorry, you see, it was the Malchus and then the Chachamim? When the Chachamim heard about the Tekana, which was not the
Chachamim? The Chashbonayim, yeah. They're going to have now their contracts. They're going to be in the garbage with Yochar and Kohen Gadol Kelo Yeh, written in the garbage dump. That's what we need to be Machmer on, to write Bezos Hashem and everything. So therefore, they were mevatelot. And that was considered by them to be a getter of a nates. They were able to be mevatelot. And they made it into a yontot. Does this make sense? If you're telling me that Megillas Tainis had already been bought, so Kamaisa bottle, Achrinayo Musifin, I understand, what are we talking about? That we were mevatel Megillas Tainis, and now they're coming now to create new Yomim Tov. We're not talking about afterwards, later. We're talking about still, while the Beis HaMikdash was around this happened, before Bitul Megillas Tainis. It's not a recent event. This event happened at the time. It wasn't they eventually were Menatzeach, the political Anhaga. But that at the time, that still Megillas Tainis was around. Yes, the Gemara, but what's the point of having a holiday of a Megillas Tainis on the third day of Tishrei? We already have the tape play if the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, and it... And the Tzoma Asiri is a reference to Tzoma Ashvi'i is a reference to Tzom Gedalia. That means that Tzom Gedalia had already become a Yantif, right? Because it was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So what do we need a new Yantif for? On the third day of Tishrei, we have the Yantif that used to be called Tzom Gedalia back in the old days when things were bad. Now it's called the holiday of Gedalia. So why do we need another holiday? Yom Shadar HaGor Gedalia Ben Achikam. Okay? We shall see more of this tomorrow. The Gzardi de Yogitanoi, the Tanya, Rabbi Meir, Emir, Shnayim, Shalom, Limita, Bechol Yang Shavet, Bechain Shnayim, Shalom, Legar, Don, Lidon, Vidin, Am Shavet, Ze Yarad, Veze Lo Yarad, Ze Nitza, Veze Lo Nitza, Bibnei Ma, Ze Yarad, Veze Lo Yarad, Ze Nitza, Veze Lo Nitza, Ze Hitpalel, Venane, Veze Palel, Venane, Bibnei Ma, Ze Nane, Veze Lo Nitza, Rabbi Elazar Amar, no, kan koren gzardin, kan liachar gzardin. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, yofetzaka la'adam, ben koren gzardin, ben liachar gzardin. Gzardin de tzibur mimi korea, vokotu vechad omer, kipskapsi meira ali beich Yerushalayim. V'ksiv kipskapsi ben eser v'tadilach borit nichtam avonech lefanay nu mashem. My love, Kan kaidim zardin kaliachr zardin lo. Yidi vidi lachr zardin lo kasha. Kan big zardin sheshi moshvua. Kan big zardin sheini moshvua. Kiru shvua barami. Don moshvua barami. The army lo amrav shvua banaf meni omer abiyu natan. Minai big zardin sheshi moshvua shenu nikra. Shina malakka nishvati le beit eli. Yimit kalper avon beit eli bezevach ubin mincha. Omar rove ba. But you could be medayik bezevach ubin mincha. Yino mitkaper. Mitkaper betorah. Abai Omer b'zevach u'minchen u'mitchaper, mitchaper b'torah u'b'gnilut chasadim. Rabba ve'abaye midabet elikaat, Rabba de'asek b'torah chaye arba'im shnin. Abaye de'asek b'torah u'gnilut chasadim chaye shittim shnin. Tona Rabbona, mishpacha achat, hayta b'Yerushalayim shayu meitea meitim b'nei yudchet shana. Bo'o v'odiyo et Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, amar lam shema mimishpachat eli atem, tichtiv be'vechol marbit betcha yamutu anashim, lechu v'yizku v'torah v'chiyu. הלכו ויעסקו בתורה וחיו, והיו קוראים אותה משפחת רבי יוחנן על שמו. אומר שהוא בא עניין משמי דרעב, מנין לגזרתם של ציבור שאינו נחתם? אינו נחתם. וכתיב נחתם אבנך לפני. אמין. ואף אגב שנחתם, זה מרד, זה נקרא שלמה. כאשר אלוקינו בכל קוראינו אלו, וכתיב דשוע שם ימצאו, הטם ביחיד, אחר בציבור. And Wednesday he matzo b'yachid, Omer Rabba Barbuelo asara yamim, shebein Rosh Hashanah l'yom ha-kippurim. V'yi ke'aseret ha-yamim v'ayigoch Hashem et naval. Asara yamim, maya bidatayu. Omer Rabbi Yonah Merav, k'neged eser l'gimot sh'natan naval ha-odei David. Reb Nachman, Omer Rabba Barbuelo, no, elu asara yamim shebein Rosh Hashanah l'yom ha-kippurim. B'Rosh Hashanah kol b'ay ha-olam ovim lefanav kivnei maron, mai kivnei maron. Hoch ha-targimu kivnei amarna. Rish Lakish Amar Kemaalot Beit Maron. Rav Yonah Amar Shmuel Kechayalot Shel Beit David Lashle Maran. Omer Rav Bar Chana Omer Rav Yochanan Vekulin Niskorim Biskira Achad. Omer Nachum Yitzchak, that's the Mishnah. Avanana Mitnina. Hayotzei Achav Yivam Edino Komasem. What do you think the Tanya is trying to say? Yilem Yochi Koma. Devarano Vekula Yama Meyachiv Yibayo Kardode. You know darn well that that's not true. Kochasi De Lava. Ela Lava Yikoma. That the Yotzer, what's the Yashgiach? A Yotzer, Roeh, Yachad Libom, Avino Komase. Al Shisha Chadashim Ashluchim Yotzim, Al Nisan, Mepen Pesach, Alat, Deatanit, Al Elul, Mepen Rosh Hashanah, Al Tishrei, Mepen Takanat Moadot, Al Kislei, Mepen Chanukah, Al Adar, Mepen Apurim, Uch, Shiat Beit HaMikdash, Kayam, Yotzin Af Aliyar, Mipnei Pesach Katan, by the way, there's those who don't have the gears of Av, because if the Beis HaMikdash is Kayam, then maybe they weren't Yotzei for Tisha B'Av, they're only Yotzei for Yom. Malifku Nami, Atamos Mitele, the Omer of Kanu Barbizno, and Rishu B'Chazira, Maidik Hikoma Hashem Tzvokot, Tzoma Revi'i, Tzoma Chamishi, Tzoma Shevi'i, Tzoma Asiri, Yelabek Yudal, Sassonu Simcha, קורלו צום קורל סוסו בשמחה. זה זמן שיש שלום, יהיו סוסו בשמחה. אין שלום צום. עומר of Papa, no, it's not absolute. אוכל כמר, זמן שיש שלום, יהיו סוסו בשמחה. Yes. Then it depends. Yes, Zerat Malkut. Okay, you have to be Tzam for the Gzera. In Zerat Malkut, but also in Shalom to be out of the Golas, it's a Rotsu Mitanim, Rotsu in Mitanim. So Yochi said something about Tisha B'Av, why is Shalichu Yotzi? Omer of Papa, Shani Tisha B'Av, Luch Polot, Lot Zer, Lot Yamamar, B'Tish Abba, Avkara, Babay, B'Shona, B'Shniya, Luch Kedabitar, Menech Rosh Ha'ir. Tan Omer of Yishimu. Arba'an Dvarim, Ayah Rabbi Akiva Doresh, V'Ani Ayani Doresh Kedab. Summer of the ease of Tisha Betamuz, Shabov Kair Shemar, Bakodesh Arivi, Betisha Lakodesh, Vechazakara of the year, Vlohaya Lechem Lamaret, Latiba Kair, and my Karele Revi, Rabila Kodashim. Summer Kamishim, Zetish Abba, Shabonis for Beta Lokemo, and my Karele Kamishim, Kamishama Kodashim. Summer Shvil, the first of Shalishi Betishresh, Bonera Gdali Berafika, Mi Arago, Yishma Benetanyo Arago, the land of Hashishkula mitatan shal sadikim kisrifat beit elokim. And my early shvi shvi lechadashim. So ma asiri za asara b'teve, shubo samach malach badala Yerushalayim. Shema v'yid va Hashem elai b'ashana ha-tshiit b'chodesh ha-tzvi v'asor l'chodesh gemor. Ben adam tov lecha et shem ha-yom hazet, etzem ha-yom hazet, samach malach badala Yerushalayim. And my early asiri asiri lechadashim. Halo haya ro'ui zeh lektov rishon. Lama nechav kar, kidei v'azdir ha-chadashim b'tikunah. But Ani says Rabbi Shimon, any Omer can. And that's why my series is Chamisha B'Tevet. Shebo Bat Shmua L'Gola Shukta Ha'ir. Sheneemar Vahi B'Shtei Yetzoy Shana V'Atzvi B'Chamisha L'Chodesh V'Galotenu. Bo Elai Apalit Nirushalayim Leymor Ukta Ha'ir. V'yasu Yom Shmua Ki Yom Zrifa V'Nirin Dvaroy Min Dvarav Shani Omer Avishon Rishon Alachron Achron V'Omer Avishon Achron V'Alachron Rishon Ela Shulum Onel Seder Chodeshim Enim Onel Seder Puraniyot. It's my Rav, Rabbi Chanina Amre, Batla Megillah Ta'anit, Rabbi Yochel, Rabbi Shuben Levi Amre, Lo Batla Megillah Ta'anit. Rav, Rabbi Chanina Amre, Batla Megillah Ta'anit, it's the same as it says for Shavuot Betamuz. It's my Shiei Shalom, Yelos Asana Simcha. And Shalom Tzot, Sahanef Namiki Ani. Rabbi Yochel, Rabbi Shuben Levi said, no, Lo Batla Megillah Ta'anit. Hane, the four Ta'aniyot, the Talina Rakhmana, Bebinia, Beta Mikdash. Aval Hanef, Kedekaime Kaime. Most of Rivkahana Maasev Gazut Tanit Pachana Kabalut. The yard Rabbi Yezib Rachat, Rabbi Yeshua Besiper, Vamulam Tzuvi, Danua Mashitanetem. On Rabbi Yosef, that's because Chanek is beyond Megillah Tanit. It's a Chanek and Yikar Mitzvah. On Rabbi Nu, so Tibatel Yit, Tibatel Mitzvata. Now on Rabbi Yezib Rashani, Chanek and Mifas and Nisa. Most of Vacha Baruna, Betlata, Betisha, Betela Satkarata, Mishtarayim. She goes from Malchut Yavan Gzera Shehola as Kishim Shemaim of PM at all. She Gavra Malchut Chashmonai V'Nitzchum. So they went to the opposite extreme. And it's Kishim Shem Maskim Shem Shemaim Afil B'Shtarot. V'Kach HaYukotvim B'Shnat Kach V'Kach V'Yokhar Kohen Golo V'Kel Olyon. V'Kishisham HaKachamim V'Davar Amru. That's crazy. Machar Zeporet Chobonim Tzashtar Mutal B'Ashpa. So they were Mavata V'Sakana Oto Ayom Asru Yomta. This is crazy. Kamaita bottles, and now we're going to start a new one. Akrinaita Mosifim. No, this is Kinem is much better than that's Kayam. No, it can't be. If it was Kayam, so then Yom Shinara Gogadaya Berachikim was already a holiday. So typically, David Yom Shinara Gogadaya Berachikim, what do you need two holidays for?